So for my first engagement, which I undertook for obviously my engagement activity, consisting of a survey which was sent to the school with the aim to gather some information from local Singaporean school staff, gathering their opinions on the CMIO policy, more specifically how it's impacted them. So I got this idea because I realized that the school was a very good like intermediary to reach some local Singaporeans who worked at the school. And I also think that it would be a very good sample size, and I think it would actually be quite interesting, which I could do in my engagement activity to compare perhaps censuses taken on the CMIO policy and how much people approve of it within Singapore, and compare it to the data of how much people or the experiences people or local Singaporeans have had with it in our own school. So comparing our survey data. So I also formulated questions, so various questions such as obviously which category they fall into, which is important to note. Do they believe the policy has been effective in addressing their needs? Do they believe that the HDB quotas that are a manifestation or an aspect of this policy have been effective in promoting harmony? And sort of their opinions on should it still stand? Should there still be in the 21st century a racial categorization system? Or is there still a lot of reason for it to remain in place? And also a very important one that I touched on, and one that has also been present in quite a lot of my research, is the question of if they believe that the other category, so it's Chinese, Malay, Indian, and then the other category accommodates anyone who does not fit into those previous three categories, but has grown significantly in recent years with the introduction of more expats, but also with the growth of communities that such as Filipinos or Japanese here in Singapore. So there is an argument to be made that because minority groups, such especially the Filipinos, which have grown quite significantly, these groups are large enough to necessitate their own category within CMIO to ensure that there is enough state funding and state planning to actually accommodate the needs and obviously the emergent trends within the Filipino community. So in this light, I think it's been a very successful. It was not it did not go as smoothly as I planned because I had to contact the school twice. Actually, the first time I contacted them, it did not the I did not receive a response on my survey. So I had to ask them to actually repost it on the school platform to actually reach the audience that I wanted to. But beyond that, I think overall it's been quite a very smooth engagement, and I think it's been very useful in gathering some hard data that I could perhaps contrast to census data taken in Singapore and see if there's what the split is between the two.